Nobody's Love, bringing us back, kicking off Nobody's Love, Lex. Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm my talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything slinky dinks. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny.
Shrinky dinks?
Shrinky dinks.
It's like slinky and slinky dinks together.
Oh, my God, Lex, I'm sorry. What? Slinky dink. I'm sorry.
Shrinky. And shrinky dinks.
I'm sorry.
That's kind of a fun toy.
I'm sorry.
Slinky dinks.
Slinky dinks. I'm so sorry.
I was a member of that street gang as a kid.
Slinky dinks.
Oh, very sorry.
It's Slinky, it's Slinky, for fun, it's a wonderful toy.
Yeah. Aww. Sorry about that, everyone. Anyway, slinkies. Yeah.
By the way, I've blocked only four people on Twitter.
Only four?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a lot more to block, Dawn.
Yeah, no kidding, Alexis.
300 marks that these two have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lex, get it right. 298.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
298, Lex.
I was averaging.
Thank you.
We had 298, 302. You know.
Yeah. And I was looking over, you know, and you forget because these morons flitter in and out of your timeline, and you forget why sometimes. I was going through the blocked accounts, like, okay, do I remember any of these people? No.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't remember. They obviously now. I've gotten to the point where if someone says one negative thing, like just something idiotic, I don't even tolerate him anymore. I just immediately block him. I'm like, I don't need
you.
I don't need you. I like the biscuit guy. I'm like, I don't need you. You bucket headed moron. You know,
so
click.
When you're going through, when you're going through the list, and you sometimes go, why did I block you? And you click on their profile and you read their first couple tweets and you go,
That's why I blocked you. I do look into people that say nasty things. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Sometimes it's just their bio. I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't need to know you.
No. Well, like I had a couple cocktails in me, and I know that shocks anybody, but on Saturday, and after I made that announcement about the other job, and this woman wrote $6 for $9. Why would I buy that? So I'm like, and I look at her profile, like seriously, Lex, I look at her profile
just keep
and I'm
scrolling,
like,
scrolling, lady.
Well, just, and I'm, and she's not, she doesn't follow me. So I'm like, why are you chiming in, you woodpecker? So I go to her, I go to her account. I'm like, okay, I got to check her out. I go to her account, and now I'm just because I'm bored and I'm two vodka sodas in, I just wanted to take her down. I just did. So I go through her entire her timeline, and I see that she is involved in some sort of like scam weight loss crap where you fry away your fat. So she was trying to get her friends, Lex, to fry away the fat for like four easy payments of $900 or something.
Oh, so gosh, that sounds painful.
So I tweeted that out, and I'm like, you're asking why I charge what I charge? Why are you trying to get your friends to fry off their fat?
That
you
made know, me for whatever. LOL.
Did it? Oh,
yeah, I was like, yes.
I'm like, don't come for me, lady. I have receipts.
And, well, I mean, what's great is that loyal followers and people that believe in you, you don't have to do anything. Because they just kind of go after.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, because the same reason why we go to Starbucks and pay $5 for coffee, because it's worth it.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's just so
sometimes
ridiculous.
I'll do that when somebody tries to scorch me on Twitter. I'll just simply retweet it and not comment at all. And then just let my loyal followers go after them. It's so fun.
Yeah. It's easy.
And then somebody else was like, $1.50 per is a lot.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too. I know. It's just, but like Lex said, just keep scrolling. If you don't, you know what I mean? Like,
the energy it takes to just sit there and craft something and type out something mean is like, what?
I just think about their lives and their reality. Like, wow, that's a lot of energy to put toward that.
They must be real miserable, right, Lex? It's like that you have to be so miserable to want to spread your misery.
But in the case of this tweet over the weekend, I think it almost falls under the all publicity is good publicity, because when I saw it, I thought, oh, my God, I've got to stop into that mall as soon as possible.
Yep.
Oh, I need to walk out of there with a shopping cart full of goodies. You know?
Yeah.
Made me so hungry. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so proud of the team.
I just want to walk up and lay a $100 bill on the counter.
Just
and
say, give me whatever.
Give me everything.
That's good.
Give me everything.
No, it was just, that's why I wrote, Lex, I know you asked, that's why I wrote, oh, people, because I...
Oh, it, that's why, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if there was another, you know, there could be a lot of things these days.
Exactly. No, it was that, and then, you know, I Facebooked this out yesterday. I got real, you know, and it was ironic. I talked about it yesterday, and I kind of let it brush over me, but then the floodgates kind of opened. So yeah, I'll quickly repeat. We got a new look over at the talk show, and hashtag everyone's a critic. And, you know, the creative service department, they did such a beautiful job, and they're artists. I mean, this is graphic design, and like the woman that spearheaded the new look, she has such an immaculate taste, and I'm just really proud of the work they did. And all of these people are just like chiming in and ripping her work. And I thought, and this one woman who was like, you know, the thing behind you looks cheap and da da da. And I literally wrote back to her. I'm like, Jason, stop. Just stop. I wrote back to her. I go, I'm going to come to your work and I'm going to critique your cubicle and your surroundings and see how you like it. I'm like, anyway, it was just, I don't know. People were just really getting to me. So I tweeted or I Facebooked yesterday. I wrote, where is it? Let me get to it, and then we can go to break. I wrote, just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you should always give that opinion. Social media had led us to believe we should, and it's a lie. Resist sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is. Anyway.
That's good advice right there.
Yep.
For everything.
Yeah.
Think before you tweet or say anything.
Yeah. 7:12, everyone. When we come back, I teased this a few minutes ago, Dancing with the Stars. We all watched it. We have thoughts when we come back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming all over the world on various devices. And don't forget, if you missed our show live, you can always listen to it a little bit later on our podcast. So go find those as well. Subscribe, won't you? Oh, speaking of that, oh, I did write this down, but I was in the car. Lex, I got so mad. Not really, but just kind of like, really? So I went to, why did I go to our podcast? Because I rarely go back and like listen to our show. But it was Friday. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, I wanted to go back and listen to something. And I think it had to do with Twitter. Someone was challenging me. Like, they thought that I said something, and I'm like, no, I didn't say that. And so I went to go back to listen to the podcast. And
and
have you ever looked at our podcast on Apple Podcasts?
I haven't. No, okay. I usually go to our website.
Me too. So I
what does say?
I went to Apple Podcasts, Lex, and I downloaded the episode in question, and I'm listening to it, and I got done, and I'm like, why do we have 4.5 stars and not 5 stars? And I got real mad. I didn't look at the comments, but then like the whole drive home, because we're so competitive, I'm like, why don't we have just like 5 stars? Like, I just want a solid 5 stars. Like, who gave us like 4 stars? Like, seriously? This is quality entertainment, people. Quality entertainment. So,
look at those?
You can. I didn't, which I thought you'd be proud of me. I didn't deep dive into the comments. I didn't think that was probably for my mental health, probably a good thing to do. But so my talkers, like Kenny said, sometimes we just put it out there and nature finds a way. If you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, there's one cute comment.
There is, okay.
From me, Rocky, you, Jane, says, says light and levity. She gave us 5 stars. In today's world, we could use a little light and levity. I listen to this podcast most days at work. It's a good palate cleanser to the national and world news.
Oh, that's very nice.
See, that's sweet.
Thank you, Rocky, for giving us 5 stars. So
thank you.
Everybody, go to Apple Podcasts, search for Jason and Alexis, and give us 5 stars. Thank you very much.
I think we need to update our average. Yes,
oh,
the, please.
Oh, we need to update our publicity photo.
Yeah. Well, not yeah. That the publicity photo, you know, hey, if you want to, totally, but I'm just thinking more of the description there too.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read it in years, but yeah. I just looked at. So
I haven't looked
ahead.
At that till yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So go give us 5 stars, everybody.
Yes,
thank you very much. 7:20 is the time. Dancing with the Semi-Stars, speaking of stars, returned last night. New host, kind of new ballroom, new judge. Lex, what did you think?
Can we start with Tyra? Because I think she's the biggest news out of all of this. Yes, the dancing. Yes, all of that. I was actually, at the very beginning, I thought, wow, okay, Tyra, get it. You could tell she was very excited. She walked out. She did her thing like, look, mama, I'm here. We've loved this show forever. And then it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
I was like, because, look, Drew Barrymore, we're going to give a few shots because this is brand new. Tyra's hosted things before, but I think her knowledge of dancing and also she was really trying hard and she doesn't even need to try that hard. That's what I kept going. She had that awkward conversation with Carrie Ann about earrings and about lifts. And then after Carol Baskin did her crazy dance, what was that? there was that awkward silence. And I'm thinking, this is where you jump in right now. I mean, look, it's a hard position to be in. She's replacing two people, beloved people who really, you can say, Tom Bergeron, the heart of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So no matter what, she is in a really hard spot. But I did think that she would do better.
Okay. Dawn, did you see any of it?
Yeah, I did. Well, I watched the dances and I watched part of her opening thing where she came out in the red dress. And, yeah, she is very excited. It's that enthusiasm that's definitely great. You know, she's excited, but I agree with Alexis. The other clips, just interviewing people, it just was awkward and clunky. And yeah, I expected her to do better because she's done America's Top Model.
Yeah.
Next Top Model. She should know how to do this. But maybe it's the live aspect that just, you know, but there isn't even an audience there. So
no.
I don't know.
Well, and that was the other, the clapping, the booing. There was booing.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of putting booing?
Right. Yeah,
that was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold, the sound engineer's back there.
I didn't like that pasta doble. Okay, nope. Arnold.
Boo. Yeah. That was weird.
I concur and agree with both of you. From almost 2 minutes in, from her entrance forward, I thought, yep, our predictions are absolutely coming true. It is the Tyra show. And it was all from her language to her ad libs. It was all about her. I know they would never let her do this, but I actually don't think there's a let. It's live TV. And the fact that they never even mentioned Tom or Aaron, I know they would never do this, but I'm just saying, I think is real tacorama. That show, it is the dancers. It's not about the host in a show like that. But to not even acknowledge him in some way,
How would they do that though, Jace?
You know what? At the end of the show or at the beginning, you know, thanks to Tom and Aaron, you know, if I was Tyra, maybe you say something like, I don't know exactly how you phrase it, Lex, but something like, we just want, on behalf of all of our, you know, the family, we want to thank Tom for starting this legacy and continuing it. And, he's the best, and compliment him. I don't know. But that's small bananas. That's a small criticism.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how much she really did make it about her. Mm-hmm. And also, like the both of you, I wasn't actually surprised how clunky she was reading, because I forgot about this until a Twitter follower reminded me. What did ABC expect? She just did AGT and didn't do a good job over there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh.
She was just on AGT. And
she wasn't good on there. No.
No. Mm. She was clunky over there. And I don't know. Again, hashtag want to be in that meeting. There are so many great, talented hosts that, and this is what I thought too, Lex, and I don't know if you agree with me, but when I woke up this morning, I was trying to process what I was going to say about her, about the whole show. And I thought to myself, if I were the producers, if you're going to get rid of a master of live television like Tom Bergeron, then I would have went for a comedian who could have kept the levity, who could have kept the levity and lightness that people like about that show. This just seemed very rat-a-tat.
Oh, gosh, they need another person. That's what I kept thinking.
That. But Lex, you like that? I mean,
that's
somebody.
That's a great idea.
They needed someone to, because there
and
was no
And who can always
no
deflect
levity.
Back. And, you know, really, the host's job is to let the dancers, the judges shine. And you kind of just back off. You point out things, have some fun, but not make it all about yourself.
No. And there's no self-depreciating humor. It was all very, I don't know. And like the talk backs, like her interviews after the scores were given were horrible. And that's when I thought about the comedian idea, where right then, like someone like, look, and he has too many jobs, but like Steve Harvey, he's so good at the ad libs, Lex, and like poking fun at the judges and poking fun at himself.
But and like a dance that just happened or a mistake, something.
Yes. So if you're going to get rid of a maestro, an old school broadcaster like Bergeron, get a hip, fun comedian to keep the light and levity that people come to that show for. Right now, it's joyless. It was absolutely joyless.
Yeah.
It was something.
It was fun
to
watch though. At the same time, yes, it was
joyless but
great,
fun to watch.
But for me, saying that you're saying it's joyless. For me, I thought it was really. It was just fun to see the competition again, and just the spirit of everything going. So even in spite of her poor hosting, there's still. It was still fun to watch. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right, Lex. Thank you. I will amend. There was pockets of joy, but it was something labored for me. Like, I felt like I had to get through it. And I don't always, in some of the best seasons, Tom Bergeron, and that's the role of a good host. He leads you through it in a fun way. Ugh, I felt like I was prodding through mud sometimes with pockets of joy. But you're right, Lex. There were like Alan Burstyn, I love. There were some smiles. So, yeah. Dancing with the Stars is what we're talking about on ABC. Let's take a break. When we come back, our own pocket of joy. Would you rather next?
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Terrorized and blinded, Vincent fights for his life.
He's hurt. He's alone.
Beauty and the Beast. And on Dallas, Pam Ewing has vanished.
Just hope I'm wrong about who's behind this.
Then.
What you're good at, Melissa, is getting people killed.
Old enemies make unlikely partners on Falcon Crest. It all happens Friday at 8, 7 Central and...
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Holy crap, Vincent is blinded. He's blinded.
Oh, my God.
He's blinded and he's alone in New York City, Lex, above the sewers. Holy crap.
What a great night of TV.
What I really
and
Lex.
Beauty and the Beast, man. Whew.
Oof.
I'm surprised it only lasted, a season and a half?
Barely. It was like,
come on now. Do we need to revisit? Does this show need a reboot?
You can watch it on CBS All Access right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Oh.
Let me see. I think it actually was two seasons. Beauty.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I think maybe not. I don't remember it being a lead in for Dallas very long. Beauty and the Beast TV show. Let's see here, Lex. Let's see here. Oh no, there's several TV shows. Oh, 1997 series. Mm-hmm. Lex, listen to this. It three seasons.
Oh wow.
The first episode aired on CBS September 25th, 1987, and then it lasted until August 4th, 1990.
Okay.
Yeah.
I must have joined in that. Yeah, last. Season and a half there.
And the series finale came out of the He came out of the sewers.
Yep.
And he went to work at a pastrami shop. And then there's the end of the show. One of New York's finest.
Where does a guy shower up in the sewer anyway?
That's a good question. Lex, did he have a
whole... They never addressed that.
But did he have a house down there, Lex?
There's a whole layer down there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really like decorated. HGTV came in and decorated his sewer. It was just spectacular. He had a Hilden chandelier.
He was fancy down there, guys.
Every sewer I've been in kind of smells sewery.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Sewery. Sewery.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and plus she's going down there in high heels and stuff. You're like, come on, wouldn't you just wear waders?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be head to toe waders, wouldn't you?
Well, barn boots. I'd have my barn boots on.
Yeah.
In the promo I just played, Dom, that's a good observation. Linda Hamilton was like in full like office gear.
I know.
Like she's down there like, hey.
It's like, wouldn't it be wet down there? It is the sewer.
She's in her casual corner pumps and her blazer and,
Oh, boy.
We should, Lex, you should go back.
Watch this.
I was going to say, and see if it holds up. Like, see if there's any nostalgia left in it. It probably doesn't.
Well, I just felt like a big girl because I could watch it.
Yeah.
Now, when Dallas came on, it was time for bed. Now, my mom stayed up and still watched it.
Yeah, but you couldn't. It was too scandalous. Couldn't. Too scandalous for you. Yeah.
I'm reading the description of the pilot right now. Says the world of New York socialite attorney Catherine Chandler is turned upside down when she suffers a brutal attack, but is saved by a mysterious man beast.
Yeah. Man beast. Vincent. Yeah.
Kenny, that's how you met your wife, right? That's about the same love story right there.
I came flying out of the sewer and bought her a shot or Cuervo, and one shot turned into a bottle, and the next thing you know, we're back in my sewer lair.
Yep.
You're entangled.
Oh. Here's one more for you.
On Beauty and the Beast, just the thought of what can never be is love enough.
It's the rarest kind of love.
Then on Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. It's the rarest love of all, Lex. Yeah. It is 7:37.
It's time to make a choice.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Okay, here we go. A little Would You Rather. Oh, that's too perky. We can't have that kind of music. There we go. Okay. Ooh, this is good. I like this one. Okay. First one. Okay, that's ridiculous. We can't do that. Okay, here we go. Would you rather travel back in time to your favorite decade or travel to the future to see what it's like?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to go back. I'm going to the future.
Okay.
Gosh, I was just talking about this a couple of days ago, how much I would want to go back to medieval times, see what they smell like, see what their clothes looked like, what they eat, how they talk. I mean, I literally had this conversation with MC.
All right, so you're going back.
Going back to medieval times.
Yeah, I'm with Dawn. I want to go back to like 1800 to 1850. I want to see the West develop.
Oh, nice, Kenny.
Wow,
that's cool.
That's the era that I'm passionate about. Yeah.
Very specific. I enjoy that. I'm with Lex. I want to go to the future. I'm going to go about 30 years to see how I'm aging.
If we're still around.
If we're still around. That's right, Lex. Thanks, Lex, for putting a finer point on that. Thanks. Would you rather have a boomerang that would find and kill any one person of your choosing anywhere in the world, but it can only be used 3 times?
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. Answer is
Or have a boomerang that always returns to you with a $100 bill.
That. Oh, ding, ding.
No,
money.
No, nope, Kenny, you already picked the first one. You want to kill people. You want to kill people. No, you don't want money.
I love people. People are my friends.
Yeah. We don't want that on our conscience with killing 3 people. No way, with the boomerang.
I want to share all those hundreds with all my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm doing the $100. It would come in real handy every so often, you know?
Oh, yes.
Would you rather swim 300 meters through human waste?
Oh.
Ew.
Or swim 300 meters through dead bodies?
What?
Good morning, everyone.
We need to establish something here. 300 meters? What is that? 10 feet?
It's flex.
Three quarters around yards. A high school track.
It's 984 feet.
Thank you. I knew Alexis would know.
984 feet.
Yeah, I'm going through waste because bodies, that freaks me out. And you can't swim very fast. Let's hope it's liquidy.
So it's like three football fields?
Lots of number
one. Am I doing
the
math right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doing human waste. I don't want to... Bodies, that would give you PTSD.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, I have PTSD just thinking about human waste. I'm going with bodies.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing bodies. I can't do the other one. Yeah.
No. There's not enough baby wipes in the world to clean you off after that.
To make that okay. No. Okay, we're just getting started. 7:41. Stay right there. Play along with us. We'll play some more when we come back. I'm Mike Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything Coffee Cups. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. One more Would You Rather question, and then we're going to talk to our good friend Liz. I have this one pulled up, so we'll do this one as a good... This is a fun one, since I gave you a gross one a few minutes ago. So here we go. Would you rather work as a secret hotel guest or work as a professional traveler?
Oh, traveling.
Oh, for sure. Professional traveler. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Kenny?
I don't know what a secret hotel guest is.
You're like a secret shopper for hotels, so you critique the maintenance services, the maid services, food quality.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. Is that a job? Can I sign up? Where do I send my resume?
Yeah. I would rather have that one, too. I think that would be so funny. It was so fun, actually. There you go. A little Would You Rather. Now we're joined by our good friend, as we are on Tuesdays, our good friend Liz, who's part of Big Brother's or Little Brother's Friends of the Elderly. Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
What's new with you?
Yeah, it's amazing how well I am doing considering how long I've been in the house.
Yes, very, very true. But this week is going to be nice, Liz. The weather, you can, are you able to go outside for a little while?
Oh, yeah, we can go outside a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
No courtyard. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of online shopping? Have you been doing any of that, Liz?
Pardon?
Have you been doing some online shopping?
No, I haven't been because I don't want to spend any money right now.
Yeah.
Smart. I need to learn that.
Yes.
Because if I start spending money, I don't quit.
Well, that's all of us. Liz, I have a question. If you could go anywhere right now, if I sent my friend who runs a car service up there, she wears a mask. If you could hop in her car and go anywhere in the Twin Cities right now, where would you go? What would you do?
Well, since it's nice out, I would like to go for a walk over Lake of the Isles.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that could be doable. I mean,
Is that allowed?
We did get you a steak dinner. I mean, anything is possible. So, I mean, there is that.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off Kenny's question. Let's not limit it to the Twin Cities. If you were like Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie and you could just blink your eyes, if you could go anywhere, where would you go for 24 hours?
I would love to go to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I've always wanted to go to Paris.
What is it about Paris?
Well, I love architecture, and Paris has some very interesting architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, of course, I'd like to see the Eiffel Tower, that I would love to see Notre Dame.
Yes. Yeah, Liz, if you ever get a, if you ever get a chance, I don't know, have you ever done any type of architectural tour in Chicago?
No, I never had an opportunity to do so, but I was always wanted to.
Oh, Liz, I've talked about it before. I'm from that area, but even as a tourist, kind of in a place I know, one of the best things, there's a river tour, and you get to, and they do an architectural tour, because there's some fantastic, fascinating architecture in Chicago, and it's mind-blowing.
They do.
The stuff that you learn, yeah.
I second that, Jace. My sister went out to college there, yes, and that was one of the things that we did visiting her, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, well, I went to college there, and so I used to go up and down on the elevated, you know, to different parts of Chicago, but it's different when you're on elevated than when you're walking on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. You forget, and I mean, you're familiar with the city. You forget, Liz, and again, because I'm from there, you forget the history in that city. I mean, from Al Capone to the fire and
the
merchandise mart. I mean, there's just so much there that is just fascinating for a Midwestern city.
Well, you know, one of the things that used to fascinate me when I went to school there is I lived three blocks from the air with the place where the Valentine Massacre took place.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got to hear a lot about Al Capone.
Wow. That's cool. Oh, well, are you, you know, we're in fall now, Liz, and I know the whole year is kind of running together. Do you enjoy the fall season normally in normal circumstances?
Yeah, that's my favorite season because I don't like heat so much, and so to me, fall's the time to be alive.
Yes.
Oh, I agree. It's my favorite, too.
Sweaters.
If only it would last longer, right?
Yeah.
If only it would last longer. It feels like the time between summer and winter here is just pretty short. We don't get enough
really
of it.
Is. Yeah. But I do like Minnesota because we have four seasons. So many other places only have one or two seasons.
It's true.
It gets boring. We at least keep it interesting, right, Liz?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like to be bored.
No, Liz, we would never. We never knew that about you.
Well, I'll tell you, you learn something new about me every day.
Every time.
That's true. Are you reading any new books recently?
Well, I haven't had some audio tapes for a couple weeks now because of what's happening with the post offices. So I'm hoping to get some for next day or two. So
right, oh. Good.
Yeah,
well, yeah. If you need help, like if it keeps happening, if you don't get books in a little while, let us know. We know people who know people who read, so we can get some books for you.
Well, so far so good.
Okay.
But I do, you know, it frustrates me with all the things that are happening with the post office, all the shenanigans going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just worry about
the post office.
Yeah. I mean, I worry about the folks that rely, like my mom, on prescriptions through the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nothing to mess around with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole problem right there. I mean, half the people in my building get their meds by mail. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a conversation in the community, Liz, because of that reason?
Well, you know, I only talked to a few people about this, you know, because a lot of our residents aren't that interested in what's going on, which frustrates me a great deal.
Yeah.
They don't keep up with the news or anything else, and my friend Franny and I, we talk about it constantly.
I love Franny.
Yeah, we get into major discussions on the ridiculousness that's going on out there.
Yeah. Well, give Franny our best, Liz, and you have a good week. And again, if you need books, you let us know. We'll get you some audiobooks.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You too. There's Liz, everyone, our buddy. Oh,
I'm
Franny.
Go to Paris with her.
I want to meet Franny. I want to listen
too.
In.
We need more info about Franny.
I want to sit in on a conversation between, can you imagine that? That'd be probably
be great.
Some of the most intelligent conversation we'll hear.
Solving all the world's problems?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should just broadcast that. That'll get put that up there.
Yeah.
That'll be an education for folks.
Now, that's correct a lot of wisdom there. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but she has to have, since she is legally blind, she has to have particular audiobooks that play on a certain type of recorder that she gets from the library. Because
yeah, it's not, a CD
it's not just
cassette.
Something we can send her. Because I was just thinking about people hearing that for the first time and not knowing and wanting maybe to help her out.
Yeah.
But it's actually a specific type of for visually impaired people. So that's how they're getting.
Right.
That's how she gets them and works them. Because you know you have to think about working the controls and all of that kind of stuff that she's familiar with that machine.
Got it. That's right. That's a good reminder. I forgot about that. So, well, we got it. We'll keep up with her because we want her to be entertained. We want her to have some books. That's
absolutely
an easy thing we can
yes
do. So let's take a break, everybody. Don't forget, follow us on social media. Lex of the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. And again, please, if you know what's good for you and your health, do not follow Kenny. We'll be
Ever
back right after this. For days.